You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I need to tell you out front that I'm probably going to dig myself into a deep hole this morning. I am fairly sure that I'm going to alienate somebody and get somebody stirred up, so I apologize out in front, because you might wonder, what's the world's this got to do with the first Sunday of Lent? But I'm going to start out talking about animals. And the reason is that, as you heard in the Gospel, it says that when Jesus was out in the desert, he was among wild beasts. I hope you heard that in Mark's Gospel. And then in the first two readings, both of them mentioned Noah's Ark. And we all know the story. We had the kind of the conclusion of the story today. But we all know the story from the book of Genesis about Noah and the animals two by two and all of that sort of thing. So let's begin by talking about animals. And I want to suggest, as delicately as I can, that we as human beings have a kind of a conflicted relationship with the animal kingdom. We love it and we romanticize it. We all grew up on Walt Disney cartoons where all kind of animals talk to each other and act all lovey-dovey and everything else. Top of that, I belong to the Franciscan order, and everybody knows that St. Francis supposedly loved all the animals. So we have this kind of a emotional attachment to the animal kingdom. On the other hand, there are lots of animals that repel us and disgust us in so many ways. And so it's a very strange relationship that we as human beings have with our relatives, the animals. First of all, we are animals ourselves. If you have any sense at all of science and evolution, you know that God created us through 14 and some million years of evolution, and that we evolved through the animal kingdom. They are our relatives in a strange sort of way, and we share many of their characteristics. Animals do horrible things. They eat one another. You can watch National Geographic and all those special programs on TV, and if you can get your taste of a lot of blood, the big ones eat the smaller ones. And there's no tenderness or emotion at all about it. They just simply do it. It's called the food chain. Down through history, human beings have made commercial use of animals. How many years before we got mechanized did we have horses that carried armies into battle? And then we had oxen to pull plows and stuff. And so animals had a certain economic value. To this day, the farmers in our community have animals, and if they're going to raise them for food, they know you don't get too emotionally attached to them because they're going to go to the butcher shop pretty soon. And then, at the other end of the line, we have our household pets. Those cute little furry animals that wag their tails and slobber on us and everything else, and make us feel good. So it's a kind of a strange relation that we as human beings have with the animal kingdom, and it ranges all the way from fear and aversion to just lovey-dovey tenderness. And it's not logical, but there it is. And I guess I want to start out by suggesting that this same thing is true in the Bible. Everybody who read the early scriptures about Noah's Ark knew that it wasn't an actual historical event. It was a way that the sacred writers were trying to talk about God saving us through the waters of baptism, which were prefigured, as the scripture said today, by the waters of the great flood. Everybody back in ancient times knew that this was not a historical event, that it was kind of like a Walt Disney presentation. It's true, but not historically. It's true because it teaches something valuable. And so just between you and me, all these nuts that run around in the Middle East looking for the remains of Noah's Ark are about as crazy as one can get. It simply does not exist physically, no matter what kind of pictures they take from satellites or anything like that. But nevertheless, you believe what you want, it makes no difference to me. In the Old Testament, so they had this kind of a emotional, romantic idea of animals, but they also had the commercial use too and the religious use. How many hundreds of thousands of sheep and oxen were sacrificed in the temple in those sacrificial offerings that they had? Very bloody and not tender and humane at all. And then we have Jesus, who compared himself to the Lamb of God. Who could be more warm and fuzzy than a little lamb? And yet he was sacrificed on the cross and shed his blood. So now that you've thought about all of that, you can have whatever relationship you like with your animals. If you believe that your little puppy loves you, fine. If you want to believe that that's just simply instinct and he's doing that stuff to get treats and rewards, fine. Makes no difference. Animals operate out of instinct. They are programmed. They praise God when they do what they do, and they don't have to think about it. Animals, whether they're big and vicious or whether they're small and tender and cuddly, all give praise to God simply by being animals. And I think maybe the first application is that we should praise God for making creation so beautiful as it is. But then we should remind ourselves that God has made us a little bit higher than the rest of the animals in the animal kingdom. And that's where the first Sunday of Lent comes in. God has created us with a superior intelligence and certainly the gift of free will so that we are responsible for the choices we make. And that's what Lent is all about, exercising our intelligence and our free will. And when we have turned away from God's ways, to experience a conversion and to make the choice that brings us closer to God's way of doing things. We have to accept responsibility. I think that's what it makes us different from all the rest of the animal kingdom. They do what they do automatically. Whether they eat each other or whether they wag their tails, it makes no difference. Animals praise God and respond simply because that's the way God created them. God took a chance when he let us evolve with our intelligence and free will, because we have the ability to turn away and to reject God. And Lent is about reconverting and making our choices in the right direction. So we should respect all of life, however it is created, and certainly accept our particular role in it. And once we have respected life, then we should make sure that we treat all other forms of life with love and respect. Sometimes I have encountered people down through the years who were able to be tender and loving with their pets at home and be totally vicious in the way they treated their fellow human beings. And that's where there's a disconnect. That's where there's something terribly, terribly wrong. So go home and love your puppies and your kitty cats and all of that. But for God's sake, don't forget to love your brothers and sisters even those who may not appear to be quite so lovable at the first encounter. During the season of Lent, Jesus presents himself to us as God's Lamb, God's lovable Lamb, but the Lamb who sacrificed himself and laid down his life for us. Let us pray that our observance of Lent will be to make ourselves more like Christ, who gave himself for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.